From NPR News in Washington, I'm Renita Jablonski. Reports from Pakistan today put the death toll from flooding in the northwest between 700 and more than 1,000. Rescuers are working hard to reach submerged areas. Edward Aquino is director of World Vision Pakistan and says the damage is so bad it's hindering efforts to get aid to victims.
The biggest problem that we really have is access, and this is actually because of flooding. And this is actually because the bridge and the roads are not accessible right now. And if they are, they're only available for small vehicles.
The U.S. today is promising $10 million in emergency aid to Pakistan. This could be the week that BP's leaking oil well in the Gulf of Mexico is permanently sealed. Retired Coast Guard Admiral Thad Allen says the effort to pump mud into the well should start soon.
We are making preparations to do the static kill, as we have talked about. That could start as early as Monday night into Sunday, depending on the steps that are taking.
Allen, meanwhile, is rejecting claims that federal officials let BP use too many chemical dispersants to break up the oil in the Gulf. The Netherlands is beginning to withdraw its forces from Afghanistan. Larry Miller reports from London that NATO is playing the move down.
The Dutch contingent was small, just under 2,000 troops out of a total NATO fighting force of more than 145,000. The Dutch military commander said his soldiers had done their job, improving security in the mountainous Oeruzgan province in central Afghanistan. 24 Dutch troops were killed since being deployed in 2006. NATO Secretary General praised the Dutch mission, calling it the benchmark for others, and officials insist the military alliance remains strong. NATO's request that the Netherlands stay brought down the Dutch government in February. In a statement to a Dutch newspaper, a Taliban spokesman said the movement congratulates the Netherlands for withdrawing. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The United Arab Emirates says it will suspend internet services of the BlackBerry smartphone in October. The BBC's Ben Thompson reports from Dubai that the UAE government is citing security concerns.
The UAE says it wants access to the security software that would allow it to intercept and monitor messages and emails. But the firm's refusal has led the government to issue its strongest statement yet. It calls the devices a threat to national security. The move has already sparked widespread criticism. Many suggest it's another move by the government to censor information and restrict free speech. But the regulators here are quick to deny that claim. They say the phone simply doesn't comply with domestic security laws.
The BBC's Ben Thompson reporting. An explosion has leveled the Gaza home of a senior Hamas commander. At least 17 people are wounded. Hamas is blaming an Israeli airstrike, but Israel denies it. This is NPR. In the Philippines, commemorations of the year since the death of the much-beloved former President Corazon Aquino culminated in a memorial mass at a Catholic university where the so-called People Power Movement started in 1986. From Manila, Simone Orendain has more.
A close friend of the Aquino family, Bishop Socrates Villegas, presided over the mass at De La Salle University in Metro Manila. He peppered his sermon with the reminder of how quickly time flies, especially in the months between her death and her son's rise to the presidency.
Her memory is a sterling lesson of detachment from power and prestige.
Villegas then advised her son, President Benigno Aquino III, to remain equally detached. In a snap election in 1986, then-dictator Ferdinand Marcos claimed to have won over Corazon Aquino. A group pushing for free elections tallied the votes at De La Salle, declared her the winner, and a mass protest that started at the university ended when Marcos was toppled. For NPR News, I'm Simone Orendain in Manila.
A regional administrator for the Environmental Protection Agency says there's been significant improvement at the site of an oil spill in Michigan's Kalamazoo River, but the EPA cautions it'll take months to complete the cleanup. One of three inmates who escaped this weekend from a northwest Arizona prison is in custody. The trio kidnapped a couple truck drivers at gunpoint and used the big rig to flee. Daniel Renwick was caught this morning in western Colorado, nearly 700 miles from the medium-security Arizona State Prison. He was serving time for second-degree murder. I'm Renita Jablonski, NPR News in Washington.